Last week, we got a glimpse into the life of Jerry Amina, known down under as the Miracle Man. Jerry's work involved developing the use of sea minerals for nutritional purposes. The minerals and trace elements in the ocean directly mirror those in a healthy human blood plasma. Adding herbs to the mix was his own intuitive genius at work, and to quote Charles Walters, founder and former editor of Acres USA, enter Jerry Amina, a farmer who disdains the label scientist, even though his work runs circles around the dysfunction of pharmaceuticals. Our questions and his answers define the subject and its ramifications. Amina lives in Queensland, grows most of his own herbs, and now reaches around the world with a message: no minerals, no health. I'm Robin Clare. Stay tuned. This is Tributaries. I know you have a hawthorn sea mineral combo, and you suggest using this one for both heart problems and diabetes. And I'm wondering if you would explain what their commonality is.
Well, hawthorn has been a berry from a big tree, from a bush, and that's been used for thousands of years for heart problems. It's even mentioned in the Bible, in the Old Testament, about that. And now my mother in Holland, she was taking some hawthorn sometimes. And when I did some experience with things, I found that the hawthorn is very good. See, they make tea from it and things like that. And one day I found out, it was about 8 or 9 years ago, I started to realize that when you dry herbs, or you heat them, you lose about 80 to 90% of the goodness of it. And from that time on, we don't use any drying or any heating. We grow the herbs and we put them through a melting machine, make it very fine, and the content, the whole lot, pulp and everything in the sap, goes within 10 minutes, goes straight into the sea minerals. Stay there for 2 months. And all the goodness of those herbs, it goes all become part and parcel of the minerals. Then we pull the pulp out, and that is your sea minerals.
Great infusion.
It's incredible, that stuff.
So now, what is the commonality between heart problems and diabetes that you would use the hawthorn for?
Well, I'll give you an idea what that hawthorn can do. They use for heart problems is circulation, right? Makes circulation a lot better. 30 years ago, I was coaching some children in the area where there's a lot of marijuana grown. I'm totally, absolutely against any drugs like that. They're very deadly. And there were two boys, about 10, 11 years old, brothers. I coached a soccer team. And I didn't, when I left the area, I didn't see him. Then one day, I went to the town there I had been before, I was living, and they recognized me. I didn't recognize them because they were 30 years old and a bit bigger. And they had been on marijuana. You understand marijuana, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And they had lost only about 35% of the capacity left of the brain. The rest of the cells are just dead, dormant, completely dormant. That's what marijuana does. That's why it's so bad. All drugs are no good drugs. A lot of doctor drugs are no good either, because they affect the people. Natural things don't. Minerals don't. They heal. But they're not medicine. But it's those two with the brains, and I thought it was a good opportunity. I had a lot of the hawthorn with me. When I saw them, they recognized me. I didn't recognize them. They're too big. And they told me who they were. And I said, look, I need a couple of guinea pigs. And one of them said, Jerry, he said, we don't have guinea pigs. I said, no, you're clock. You are the guinea pig. You, your brother. I gave him enough of the hawthorn for 2 years and said, take 2 teaspoons every night. I wrote it all down from them because I would have forgotten. I said, hang it up in your bathroom, and they did. They said, come to me when you run out, finished. And I said, my address is on the bottle. They were in a different state. 2 years later, I was doing some work in one of the sheds, and a car came past, and a yell came from, Jerry, here we are. They were the two that had been on marijuana. 95% of brain capacity was restored. Unbelievable. And that's what hawthorn did, and the minerals. When you have the building blocks, same as my vertebrae were restored, when you have the building blocks the earth is made from, because there were no minerals, there would not be any life on it, even for the plants. Then you start realizing what those minerals can do. No minerals, no health. There are three things. You must have air to breathe, you must have liquid to drink, and you must have minerals. You cannot live without it. You'll die.
Now, Jerry, I know you have a proprietary use of papaya, and I'm wondering, how did that idea even come to you?
Papaya has been used for a long time. Even in the United States, they did a lot of tests with them. And the sap of papaya, things like that, they make tea from it and those sort of things. And the white sap from the fruit, that's very good. But nearly everyone eats it. And now one day I start realizing, I used to do that in the beginning too, the heat does not affect the minerals. Nothing affects that. But it affects herbs and all other things you put in. And I realized I start doing everything cold. Now, the sea minerals, they never go off. And if you have 20% herbs in it and 80% minerals, in 1,000 years' time, it's still exactly the same.
Mm.
Now we put the minerals in it, the herbs go into the minerals, and they get a fermentation process, and it stays cold. None of our stuff is ever dried or heated, except by sunlight.
Right. Now, but isn't there some component in the papaya that you found is anti-cancerous? Is that true?
Oh, yes, the white sap from that and some from the leaves. A lot of things are anti-cancerous and things. Some are not good. And that's what I found. I started working with it. I built it up. And some other herbs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got a cancer thing in the United States or throughout the world, what they call ashiac.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's quite good. But they make tea from it.
Aha.
I use some of their ingredients, plus some others. And ashiac is quite good. But if it's not heated, with my stuff, with the minerals in it as well.
Could you take something like ashiac and just put it in the pure Aussie and let it sit for 2 months and then it would make its own infusion?
No, it's been heated. You lose a lot of the goodness.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you couldn't just get, you'd have to find the ingredients for ashiac.
We do cut the herb, and then put through the mulching machine, and within 15 minutes of being cut, goes into the minerals and does not deteriorate. The Food and Drug Administration tests our stuff in America. We've got our own warehouse there. And I couldn't understand. I said, it does not deteriorate. It got better over a 5-year test.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And it never goes off. You cannot contaminate. No bacteria can live in it, in the pure stuff. Or viruses, nothing.
Yeah.
So that's... It's quite an incredible product.
Right. You know, it was interesting to me that when I put some pH paper into the minerals, I think it was into the Super Boost, that it didn't show itself to be super alkaline, and that surprised me.
Super alkaline?
Yeah.
No. That alkaline business I talk about now is very, very dangerous. Your blood plasma, or your blood, really?
Yes.
Is 6.3% slightly acid.
Yes.
If you make it alkaline, it cannot absorb the food. The acidity, the bit of acid, digest that food and make it available for your body.
Yes.
I've had people here that have been on alkaline food, and boy, are they sick. No good. Don't interfere with nature.
Oh.
I think our Creator knew best, and still does, not mankind. We are destroying this world. Animals don't do it.
Well, that's
alkaline. Animals, they eat the greens. That's where you get good food. That's where your protein comes from.
Hmm.
Same as meat. I get doctors here to say, oh, you must have meat for your iron. So I said, well, maybe your little brains are big enough to realize what a kangaroo looks like, or a horse, and a cattle, and elephants. What do they eat? The greens. That's where you get your good food from. That's how it's been created. Without greens, trees and plants and things, there would not be any life on this earth. But don't boil it. Don't cook it. Mm. I don't like raw potatoes. This is probably the only thing about I eat. But it's cooked.
Uh-huh.
Everything else fresh or juiced.
That's how you get filled up with juice then?
Yeah. Well, my next birthday, and so I work 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. My next birthday, I'll be 84.
So,
and I'm healthy.
All right. Well, Jerry, there's a whole other side of you that I would like to move into here, that I've heard that in Australia you are known as the Miracle Man. And
yeah, some people tell me sometimes. Are you the Miracle Man? I don't know. Come over here, we'll find out.
Yeah.
But
so,
I don't.
Well, we're coming. Do you think...
I've had quite a few scientists here, very famous scientists from the United States. A special one, he's fourth. There are only four people like him about knowledge of minerals. And he said to me, Jerry, he said, who really are you? I said, why? I'm a poor little farmer. He said, like hell.
Right.
He said, no one can do a product like you have. I said, well, if I get stuck, I go to sleep, and I asked the boss upstairs what to do. The next morning, when I wake up, the answer is in my brain.
Yes.
And I accept it.
Yes.
And that's why, in the one thing I asked, why doesn't it work quite as good as it should do? Because I know what it is. Next morning, the answer is in my brain. Cold pressed. You don't heat things. At all. I said to myself, you're an idiot, Jerry.
Mm.
Why didn't you think about it? When you heat things, boil it, forget about good things.
Right. So do you think that someone's actual contact with you greatly enhances the potency of healing with the minerals?
I have not seen one. There's a doctor in Perth, a medical doctor. For 10 or 12 months, I got people calling me, new people, that want the minerals, they hear about it. And they said, who told you about me? Oh, the doctor. I won't mention his name here. And that went on for about 10 months, about 100 people. And then the doctor phoned me one day or one night. He said me his name. He said, you've heard my name a few times, have you? I said, yeah. Said, what did you do? He said, well, I had three people with cancer. That's some years ago. He said, and they were going to die. We sent them home to die. It only had 3 weeks or 4 weeks to go. He said, and then 15 months ago, he said, I went up the street, I ran into this fellow. He should have been dead 2 years before. And I asked him what he had done. And he told me about your minerals. And so, I did some inquiries, and another two with cancer, about the same time, said they were still alive too. So I thought it was about time I test some myself. So over the 12 months, I did 100 patients who came in. Didn't matter what sort of disease it was. He said, and I told them, I wrote down your phone number and what they needed, Hawthorne and Super Boost for any disease. And he said, I said, how many diseases you can do? He said, I did 26 different diseases, including 8 types of cancer. And he said, I got some good results. He said, what results did you get? He said, 100%.
So back to my question of, do you think when someone actually comes into physical contact with you, you affect them more than just what the minerals are affecting them?
Well, sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, but I can do those things too. But people must heal themselves. Huh? Man, heal thyself. Only take life foods. That's what Jesus told them. That's even in your Bible. Life food is food that has not been heated or cooked. And people don't do that. Really? They like to go to the junkyard. No? Buy this and that and that. It's full of soya. Soya is a good product. In Japan, they ferment it for 12 months to 3 years. Professor of the Tokyo University. He talked on the ABC here in Australia, the news. And he said, don't have soya if it's not fermented. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I get people here on that. Especially women with soya milk. Last year, I had 20 women with breast cancer. We don't treat breast cancer. We only make the stuff available to make the body healthy. And healthy body destroys the cancer itself. We do not cure diseases. The people must cure the disease themselves. And chemicals won't do it. Our stuff is not medication. It's total nutrition. When you're healthy, you have all the things in there. You don't get sick, do you?
Mm.
So, and that's what I found out. And that's how it is.
Yes.
Man, heal thyself. Only eat live foods. We got that message 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, well, there were a few other messages along with that. And
yeah, they don't do it.
Exactly.
One of them is, no blood shall pass across your lip and thou shalt not kill. But they all eat meat, don't they?
Mm.
Meat is deadly. I don't eat any meat. I don't have meat. I used to when I was young. I was born on a farm, didn't know any better.
Right.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat fish. For health reasons, the moral reason, I don't eat them, right? But that's up to each individual. It's nothing to do with me. For health reason, red meat takes 3 days to go through your bowels. And it's rotting all the way. They say, oh, lions and tigers eat meat too. You've got 36 feet of bowels. The lions and tigers, they have 6 feet. 2.5 hours, the meat has gone out of it. That's why they don't get problems. I've, in the last 15 years or so, I probably had about 200 or 300 people, cancer in the bowels or the stomach, and those sort of things. I've never had a vegetarian with that. They get cancer in other places. And now these days they get cancer too because all the herbicides and pesticides and things we put on. Mankind is killing itself. And not slowly anymore. It's going fast.
Well, that's very true, isn't it?
Yeah. 12 years ago, 75% of my patients with cancer were over 55 years. Today, 75% is under 35. That's frightening.
That's very frightening.
I had one lady here, a local in the town. I got a call from her. She had a little baby, 2 weeks old, was born with leukemia, extremely rare. but she has been on drugs and alcohol and everything. She's a single mum. And she had been, the baby is born, and they tested the baby because it was a bit sick after 2 weeks. And the doctor said, oh, it's leukemia. It's going to be dead in 3 weeks. We can't, it's too young to treat. So take it home. 3 weeks' time will die, at least you have a bit of pressure, a pleasure of it. So she came home, she was crying. The neighbor asked her, I know that because I was told about it in town here. And what was wrong, as he told, she said, oh, phone Jerry. A lot of people know me now, unfortunately.
A busy
and,
man.
And she phoned me, and she told me about it. She said, I was all sorts of drugs and things like that. She said, I'm off them now. And I said, but you feed the baby on the breast milk? She said, I haven't got any breast milk at all. She said, so I gave it a bit of soy milk and some cow's milk in it. She said, you got a car? She said, no, it's all right, I'll come down to you. I like kids. So she went over there, took a bottle of the Silver Boost with me. And I gave it to her. She said, I haven't got any money to pay. I said, it's not for you, this is for the baby. The baby hasn't got money yet. I got it for free. Said, give it 2 drops, only 2 drops, morning and night, while you give it a bit of milk or things like that. 3 weeks later, she had gone off all the drugs herself too, she realized what she had done. 3 weeks later, the specialist phoned her from the hospital and said, when did the baby die? She said, oh, the baby didn't die, put on nearly 2 pounds in weight. Said, what? Said, bring her over. And she did that. I took a blood test. And no leukemia, it was gone.
Mm.
In 3 weeks, a little kid, a little baby, had no poison in it yet very much, you see. And now, that's about 6 years ago. She's about 6 years old. When she sees me sometimes at the market or something, she's running up, travel around, pick me up, Jerry, I want to cuddle you.
Yeah.
That is good payment, isn't it?
It's the best there is. Yes,
yeah, she's pretty. She's a lovely thing.
And she has an Uncle Jerry, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, got a lot of kids here. There's one side effect you get when you give the seminals to children. I think a side effect is good. When they've been on for a couple of years, they're smarter than the parents because it really stimulates the brain.
Beautiful.
I got a son, he's 28 years old now. He started taking it, when I started taking it, he was 4 years, he said to me, Anders likes some sea minerals, Daddy. He said, Anders, it doesn't taste good. He said, Anders knows, but it's good for Andros.
It's good for what, sorry?
Good for Andros, for him, you see.
Okay.
And he started taking it. When he finished the high school, the 5 major subjects, he topped the state here in Queensland. Physics and math, he topped Australia. You got to be good for that, haven't you?
I would imagine so.
He's ingenious.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I have a granddaughter who's 7 now, but when she was about 3, she just turned around after we were talking about something, and she looked at me and said, you know, my brain is a lot different than yours.
I like those things.
I know, I said, and I'm really glad it is.
Yeah. No, the minerals are just unbelievable.
Yeah, well, she's
There's
just...
one rule, no minerals, no health.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that we're able to share this information, Jerry. I appreciate so much that you spent time with us to
Yeah, but also, people must realize they must do some things. No alcohol. Get off your red meat. Stay off your soya. Pull the plugs out of your microwaves, because that destroys a lot of the goodness in the soy food you eat. All right?
Yes.
No flaxseed oil or linseed. Deadly. Been good for paint for hundreds of years. But when it gets over 25 degrees...
Yes.
Your body's 36, develop formaldehyde.
Right. Same with a lot of those oils, I'll tell you, all those vegetable oils and...
Olive oil. Olive oil is outstanding. Butter is very good.
Yes.
Full cream milk. There's not one cow in the world that gives you skim milk or light milk, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Interfere with the creation. I think our creator knows a lot better than we do, isn't it? You interfere with the creation, you pay a price for it in time. You are the judge of what you're going to be. That's what Jesus said. Someone asked him, one of his disciples, Master, if I seek the kingdom of heaven, what will I do? He said, sit down, lean against the tree, and look within. The energy, spiritual energy, that is the creative force. It's in all plants, it's in all animals, it's in everything. When you cook it, it's gone. Dead. Finished. Simple. Our stuff is not medication, it's food. Classified as such by the Australian government as food.
Yes, yay.
And that's how it is.
Yeah, I'm glad they're approving it.
There's only one side effect you can get, and it's quite good. They should give it to most politicians, I think. If you take too much, you get diarrhea. That's the only side effect you can get, and then you just reduce it. You only take half a teaspoon of the Hawthorn, half a teaspoon of the Super Boost. Every night, during your evening meal, and when you do it at night, it's the time, it's the healing quality of that, the goodness, is used by the body to heal and not for you to run around. That's why you should not take it in the mornings.
Why don't you take it in the morning, Jerry?
Well, the energy from it is used by your body to run around and do things, not for healing.
Yes.
Right? Simple, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Jerry Amina, a great healer who passed through our lives. His Sea Minerals with Herbs can be found at seamineral.com. And for any guest information, to listen to archives, share resources, and sign up for weekly programming, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. And for podcasting on iTunes, Tributaries Radio. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.